Chapter 3. Finn and Mona rented half a stucco-fronted duplex 2 blocks back from Redondo Beach. They couldn't afford a view of the sea, but could afford to live close enough to smell it, which Finn figured was good enough for the time being. Since there was no garage, he kept 2 beach cruisers chained to a downspout out behind the house to get them to the pier. The bikes smelled of the WD-40 he continually sprayed on their chains and sprockets to guard against the salt. Mona complained that he put so much on it stained her clothes, and then the chains rusted anyway, but Finn was dogged about it. On weekend mornings when he wasn't on shift and she wasn't working a pro bono case, they would make love, then ride the push bikes to the fish market and waterside restaurants. The summer before, Mona had worn a wide-brimmed straw hat she'd seen in a fancy boutique, which he'd bought for her even though he'd privately thought it was way too expensive for a straw hat. Once Finn had glanced at Mona pedaling away alongside him, her hair lifting off her shoulders and the brim of the straw hat curling back, and he had realized he was happier than ever before. That was why he was so diligent with the anti-corrosion spray. By the time Finn got home, Mona had left for work. He showered and shaved, plugged his phone into the charger on the bedside table, and got into bed. He woke to find Mona sitting on the edge of the bed. Late afternoon light gilded the edges of the palm fronds that scraped against the window pane. "You're home," he said. Mona had her sable-colored hair back in a ponytail. She was wearing a tan suit skirt and a collarless white blouse tucked into it. The suit jacket, along with her black good fake handbag, lay on the end of the bed next to Finn's feet. She was wearing what she called her no-nonsense lawyer outfit. Mona was a voluptuous woman, even in her most somber clothes, her blouse stretched tautly over her breasts, her skirt curved around her rump, her long brows arched over kind, almond-shaped eyes. She smiled and her cheeks dimpled. "How was your day?" he said. "It's good to be home." She leaned down and kissed him, still smiling. He was wide awake now. He wrapped his arms around